Lord Jesus, please help us to trust and be willing to be purified and made ready for our wedding day. Amen. Mother Claire began, "Well, heart dwellers, what an amazing story in Anna Roundtree's video, The Priestly Bride. What a revealing story of being purified in heaven and made ready for our heavenly spouse. So very, very beautiful. Jesus, I am so ashamed of the way I have treated you, put you off for some earthly advantage to finish this or that project. I want to love you with all my heart and respond instantly. I will no longer excuse myself saying I am weak. Rather, I confess that I am presumptuous and disrespectful. My God, please help me." He proceeded to give me a quick answer. "That's the idea. We want to purify you for this mission. There are many steps to this purification, and you have already begun to embrace them. How I love your response, and what you are noticing that needs to be changed. You are not alone, Claire, my beloved. The whole body must also undergo this transformation. Do not be afraid to recognize yourself when she reveals her sins. This will give you the advantage to recognize them, which is the first step to conquering them. The more candid you are with yourself, the better. I wish for all my brides to prepare themselves by cleaning the world out of their environment, and most of all out of their hearts. This is why I brought forth this video, so that all of you could see where you might stand now and how to remedy it. I am waiting patiently to assist in this process. The sooner you identify your faults, the faster it will go. Do not be afraid to confront these things. You will find great freedom in this cleansing. Beloved, remember when you left your stylish lifestyle in Annapolis? Yes, Lord, I do remember. Truly, that life change was a renaissance and the entering into a new level of holiness. This will be a refresher course for you with new equipping. You have fought long and hard, and truly you are in need of a refreshing. As you get rid of things that are dragging you down, you will spring to life and flourish in body, soul, and spirit. Do not be afraid of this radical and hard work, for the labor will be truly rewarding, and you will lead others in this process. Don't worry. You will not be alone. We, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Mary, are with you. My dove, you will be greatly relieved when this restoration to purity comes about. Yes, you will be purified, snow white, and ready for heaven. This must happen for all who are to be raptured. As circumstances change in this nation, there will be ample opportunity. We are doing this together. And those who wish to join us, you may. You are invited to follow this in your own homes. I will honor all your efforts and visit you. Of that you can be sure. Claire, I want you to keep a daily log of what sins you discover in yourself, and it will help so very many to tackle theirs as well. I speak courage to all of you, my beloveds. Have much courage and honesty with yourselves and others. Every effort you make to purify your motives will accelerate the time when I will come for you in the rapture. Trust me. As he finished speaking, I remembered my second deeper conversion in Annapolis, Maryland. I had been an evangelical, charismatic Christian for about 7 years, and I still felt I was not living the gospel. I longed to walk the dusty roads of the past with Jesus and his disciples, and middle-class Christianity was really lacking. I didn't see the humility and poverty that Jesus lived. That's when I discovered John Michael Talbot's music, which led me to a deeper walk, which I wanted with all my heart. Where I had been for 7 years just didn't feel right. Attending church on Sunday was like being part of a fashion show. The poor were shunned and the beautiful people were well connected. Something just reeked of the world. Around this time, John Michael Talbot had put out a couple of albums. A friend introduced me to them. The very moment I heard his album, I knew I had found the path of Christianity that was pure of heart and void of the world. When I found out he was Catholic, a Franciscan Third Order friar, I became very embarrassed because I was taught and repeated that Catholics were idol worshippers. Nothing could be further from the truth. Rather, I came to the conclusion that contemporary Christianity worshiped lifestyle and was full of idols, nice cars, houses, the latest fashions in makeup and clothing, and worst of all, shunning the poor and lower class. That profile did not resemble my Jesus at all. When I began to study what Catholics believed, I realized they were right in many things, especially the communion of saints, meaning that the body of Christ is one, whether on earth or in heaven, and the Holy Spirit, who knows and permeates all things, makes it possible for the cloud to hear petitions from earth. I have searched and searched and found that there is no place in the Bible that says, in heaven you cannot pray for a soul on earth. Where this foolish doctrine came from, I don't know. But the fruits of engaging heaven in our battles has proven that the great cloud of witnesses is very real and willing to pray for us who are still on the earth engaged in life and death struggles. Aside from this proof, you can imagine being in heaven, seeing your granddaughter cross the street when a bus is coming, and just cheering her on? Of course we would call out to God to save her. In 1 Timothy 2, we get a very clear distinction between mediator and intercessor, starting at chapter 2, verse 2. Jesus Christ gave himself as a ransom for all. Therefore, he is the only one who can mediate between God and man. Note, many people assume this means that no one else can pray for us in heaven, intercede, or make supplication. However, earlier in the paragraph, we are told to pray, intercede, and make supplications for all men. So obviously, to be a mediator is not the same as to be an intercessor. In this context of 1 Timothy, or this statement would negate the opening line, first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people. So what distinguishes a mediator from an intercessor? The blood of Christ, which paid the ransom once and for all for our sins. He is the mediator. The rest of us are intercessors. And there is no scripture in the Bible prohibiting prayer from heaven. This clarifies Mary's role as an intercessor. Jesus would not turn the water into wine at the wedding in Cana until his mother asked him. Though he showed no sign of wanting to reveal his mission prematurely, Mary knew his heart of mercy and that he would do it anyway. And what did she say when she turned to the servants who were anxiously looking on? Do whatever he tells you. And guess what? She is still telling us, do whatever he tells you. Mary is all about facilitating the saving of souls and preparing the bride for her groom. And who would be better to prepare the bride than his own mother? Anyone who thinks Catholics worship Mary is grossly misinformed. They honor her, but worship God alone. So to come full circle, I recognized myself when Anna confessed. God bless you and keep you, dear heart dwellers. And let's continue moving forward in faith and call upon our heavenly intercessors to pray with us while we intercede for others in need.